is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro of the law firm of Figaro and Associates for a free, no-obligation legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We got the answers.
Life and love. The beauty of life is, while we cannot undo what is done, we can see it, understand it, learn from it, and change so that every new moment is spent not in regret, guilt, fear, or anger, but in wisdom, understanding, and love. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, we offer you love, empathy, understanding, experience, and knowledge to help you solve your legal issues. Mr. Figaro?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Does your life have controversy? Does your life have sadness? Do you feel like if your back is against the wall? These are the issues a lot of times that people face, and they need a compassionate attorney, a compassionate law firm. So when we deal with matters of wills, trust, estate planning, we're talking about life issues, planning people's life, protecting their assets, or matrimonial issues when, you know, you might be going through a terrible ordeal in your relationship. Or you have all that debt and you just need to get rid of that debt. And we're talking about, you know, bankruptcy issues, foreclosure issues. Or you've been arrested. Or worse, your child. You know, you don't want your son, your daughter, mostly your son, to succumb to a life of crime. You know, I've seen young men, unfortunately, start off with petty crimes and end up, you know, as killers. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. There's an old saying, prevention is better than cure. What does that mean? You get legal consultation so you could plan your life better. You get legal consultation so that you don't lose all that money to your spouse who is bleeding you. You get a legal consultation so that when you move on in life, the people that you love, even though that you're not here and you still love them, could be taken care of. That's what the practice of law is here at Figaro & Associates. We have a quarter century of working with clients, developing our skills year after year, our experience. And when we listen to our clients, it's like we have heard that story many times. Yes, some stories are different. Yet some stories you hear it and you say, oh boy, I'm hearing this again. I know what we have to do. Because sometimes the things that we suffer or the things that we plan are things that a lot of people do all the time. So what we need to do is to get our life organized. We have to stop putting off the inevitable. How many chances do you give her? Do you give him? Do you give them? How about all your assets that you want to use to start a business? Do you have the experience? Do you have a lawyer with a business background like here at Figaro & Associates? You have an injury on the job, you know? Workers' compensation because it's an injury on the job. Personal injury, auto accident, slip and fall. You go to the store, things happen. You go to your church, you know. Those organizations have insurances, so you're not victimizing anyone. That's why people have insurance policies, so that accidents happen, you will be compensated. The only time that attorneys are not interested in your case is obviously if there's no insurance. Who's going to pay? You know, can you get blood from a rock if they don't have an insurance policy? Or the policy might be limited, meaning your severe accident, as severe as it is limited by the coverage of the person, whatever insurance policy that they have. These issues is what you consider when you speak with a lawyer. You tell the attorney the facts, and they are supposed to come up with a solution. Sometimes we do not like the solution, and we go hunting for a lawyer that will give us, quote-unquote, the solution that we want, which doesn't necessarily mean it's true. So I've had clients say, boy, you know, Mr. Figueroa, I came to your office. You told me my son will be deported. There's no defense. But yeah, I went and spent $5,000, $20,000, and my son was still deported. That's sad, because lawyers will take your money. You have to treat people like people. But a lot of people see us, just like business transactions. So, yeah, the old adage, the lawyer that you hire does make a difference. My name is Brian Figueroa, Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Share this number. Share it with a friend, family. For a free consultation over the phone, call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Visit our website at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. So, what's happening in immigration? We know that President Biden promised comprehensive immigration reform. We need it. We know that President Biden tried to, you know, speed up stuff at the border, allowing people to come in, parole them in, and then have them go to immigration court for their political asylum. The federal court in Texas said, Mr. Biden, you can't do that. Yeah, I mean, President Biden is the president, and a federal judge is telling the president what he can or cannot do. Is it within the Constitution? Hey, the Supreme Court said, we don't even want to hear this case. Let the federal judge manage the border. And these are some of the crazy things that are happening in America, in our judicial system, and obviously in Washington. If you want power, you have to go out and vote. Voting is important. The choice that you make as to who will represent you is important. And if you want to be part of the political process, it means that you have to become a U.S. citizen. In order to vote, you have to be a U.S. citizen. And in order to become a U.S. citizen, if you have a green card and you have it for 4 years, 9 months, you could apply for your citizenship. If you're married to a U.S. citizen and you have your green card for 2 years, 9 months, you could apply for your citizenship. And why do you become a citizen? Well, to vote. You may want to petition for other people. You may want to get a federal job. Certain jobs require that you be a U.S. citizen. You want to avoid deportation. As a green card holder, you get arrested. Your children make a mistake, and children do. They make mistakes. They get arrested. Then your son or your daughter could end up in deportation proceedings. And the immigration law is so harsh. Deportation law. Yeah. As to if you commit a crime, your son or child could be out of here. If you commit fraud, and that fraud involves $10,000 or more, and you did no time. Yes. No time in prison. The fraud is $10,000 or more. And you took a plea to that $10,000 or more. You are an aggravated felon. It means that you could be placed in deportation, and you have no defense for your deportation case. Aggravated felons, normally people who do a year or more in prison, it includes this group. And you will be out of here with no defense for deportation. That is why we encourage parents to become a citizen. When a parent become a citizen, all children less than 18 years get derivative citizenship. Not 21, 18. So become a citizen before your child's 18th birthday. They are automatically citizen if one parent becomes a U.S. citizen. Yes. And that's like child abuse, believe me. How can you have the opportunity to become a citizen and you do not do it? Then your child get into trouble. And then that child is deportable. And then you have to go visit them, Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados, Grenada, Africa, wherever you are from. Think about it. As a parent, and that's why they call you a parent, you know. A parent supposed to protect their children. And one of the best protections that you could give your children as an immigrant to the U.S. is becoming a U.S. citizen before their 18th birthday. And I meet these parents in tears, spending their life savings to prevent their child from being deported from the United States of America. Also, you get married. You fail the first interview. You fail the Stokes interview. You will be placed in deportation if you fail two interviews. And people do not pay attention to these issues. Yes, sometimes the marriage breaks down. What are you going to do? You know, there are a whole host of issues when you get married to a U.S. citizen and the paperwork is denied. We cannot, you know, behave like if a spousal petition is, you know, not the most important issue in your life. It is. Legalizing, getting your green card, becoming a U.S. citizen. I call the U.S. government the love government because there's only three categories to get a green card once you overstay in the U.S. One is if your parent petitioned for you, and that parent has to be a citizen, and you have to be less than 21 years old. Or a child petitioning for their parent, and that child has to be 21 years or older, a U.S. citizen, and petitioning for their parent. And finally, marriage to a U.S. citizen. So that is one of the largest number of people legalizing in America. You know, people getting their green card through marriage. And immigration know that people have no other option. And they scrutinize these relationships. They look at the evidence, whether or not it's a bona fide marriage or not. So this area of law, you have to pay special attention to. If you're married, where's the wedding pictures? Where's the wedding rings? Yeah. You didn't take pictures at your wedding? Where do you all live? One can't live in Pennsylvania and one in New York, or one live in California and the other in New Jersey. When you get married, you live together. And people believe that they could just tell immigration what they want and immigration is going to believe that it's a bona fide marriage. Maybe it have some people who do this in regular life, but this is not regular life. We are talking about the immigration process. Do yourself a favor and get a consultation about these various types of petitions, whether it be for the job, whether it be spousal, whether it be parent, whether it be child petitioning as immediate relatives. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. People call us from all over America and the Caribbean. Yes. Why? Because they want to plan. They want to understand. It's a free legal consultation that normally costs you between $100 to $300. And it comes free courtesy my law practice, Figueroa & Associates. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could go to our website, Ask the Lawyer, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, we love you. Peace. Bye.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.